You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Today's episode is from a session that I moderated at the Louisiana Football Coaches Association Clinic. And this one is with Terry Joseph from the University of Texas. He's an outstanding defensive secondary coach, but in this one, he focuses on the player-coach relationship. There's a lot of good takeaways from this short segment, and the entire talk is available on CoachTube. The link is in the show notes. Enjoy.
First of all, I started off sitting in the same seats that you guys are in. You know, I started coaching my coaching career at Archbishop Shaw High School, my alma mater. Then I moved on to Destrehan. And those were great years of my life where I learned a lot about people, teaching, also learning and developing relationships and building those relationships. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. The work of a high school coach, the job of a high school coach, is unlimited. It's infinite because there's so many hats that guys have to wear, especially I think in the state of Louisiana, going around the country, recruiting different places. It's a challenge to be a classroom teacher, run the weight room, be the bus driver, get kids to 7-on-7, take them to summer school, and you still have families at home that you got to take care of. So my hat's off to you guys for all the sacrifices that you guys go through being a coach. And then to do it during COVID. I mean, there is no playbook for a pandemic. And so to have to be flexible and adjust and the daily changes that we got to go through only makes it that much more difficult. But you guys have stayed the course, and your players definitely deserve it. If you'd have told me 15 years ago that I would have lived through Katrina and a pandemic, I'd have said, no way. But here we are today, and we just got to find a way to keep on going. As we get into talking about relationships, the one thing I want to emphasize to everyone is never underestimate the value of your relationships with your players. I mean, these relationships are huge, and my coaches have had a tremendous impact on my life and my career, started from Little League all the way through my professional career. I mean, Coach Hank at Shaw, I still talk to him 2 or 3 times a week. Jay Roach, he was my position coach in high school, still talk to him on a regular basis. And my baseball coach in high school, Pat O'Shea, he passed away a few years ago, but as an adult, I remain close to those guys because of the impact that they had on my life. So never, never undervalue the relationship that you're building with your players. Okay. And so as we get started here talking about building relationships, I think when you start talking about the relationships with players, you're really talking about 3 main components. And number one is communication and trust. And that's going to be a hard one. And we'll talk about it later, because in these days, 2021, the guys really don't know how to communicate well. And so we have to do a great job as coaches of really showing them the way of the proper way to communicate. You know, with social media, with the cell phones, face-to-face, eye-to-eye communication is not real strong in our society. So as coaches, it's up to us to show them the way how to communicate in a proper manner. Trust you're going to develop that over time, right? You got to be patient and work my way to that feeling that they trust you. You know, you can't rush that. That's just going to happen. I think number two is understanding that all of the players are different, you know, for all different reasons, they're different. And then realizing that they know a lot more than we give them credit for most of the time. So I think as a coach, those three things are the things that I'll focus on: communication and trust, understanding that they're all different, and realizing that they know. You know, when we talk about communication, it's a two-way street, but often that communication from the player is not direct. As a coach, you almost got to be a private investigator, because you got to sometimes figure things out based on the nonverbal communication, classroom performance, bad moods, why are they mood swings? So it's a two-way street. However, you're going to have to do more poking and prodding to get information, because they're not going to give that communication to you. And so as a coach, always got to have my antennas up for things that seem a little out of whack. And, you know, these days we read stories every day about a little thing becoming a big thing. And so we got to keep paving away on that two-way street, if that makes sense. The communication and trust requires constant, consistent attention, because you can't take anything for granted. And, you know, one thing I have a rule with my players that we don't text, DM bad news. Like, we always have face-to-face conversations, whether I have bad news for them or they have bad news for me. And I think that's kind of building them to be better communicators, like forcing them to look you in the eye and have some tough conversations with them. Because as they become a man and grow up as an adult, they're going to have those conversations face-to-face. I think all players want to be treated fair, but they also want to be told the truth. They don't want to be living a dream that's not a reality. And I think as coaches, it's our job to give them what is really realistic. And you don't want to kill their dreams, but I think also we have to shape it to where, hey, this is possible, this is not possible, and let them understand that, hey, this is probably the maximum that you can get, and this is the minimum. Because I think this society is a little overblown on everybody being superstars. And I think they want to hear the truth, and I think they will appreciate that. Maybe not tomorrow, but as the relationship builds, they will. And that last bullet point, it's huge for me. Take the message, not the method. And this, for me, comes into play because a lot of the players treat me like a man, treat me like respect. Don't disrespect me talking to me that way. And I tell them a story all the time. It's real simple for me. And I ask my players, if I offered you $1 million, would you take it? And all of them says, oh yeah, coach, I'll definitely take $1 million. And I said, okay, I'm gonna mail a check from California to Louisiana. Would you still take $1 million? They're like, yeah, I would, coach. I said, okay, I'm gonna give you $1 million in pennies, and I'm gonna drive it from Colorado to Louisiana, and it's gonna take me 5 days. Would you still take $1 million? They're like, yeah, coach. I said, okay, I'm gonna give you a direct deposit, and it'll be there instantly. Would you still take $1 million? They're like, yeah. And they look at me like, so what's the point? And my point to them is that take the message. You took $1 million with any method that I gave $1 million to you, you took $1 million. Do the same thing with the message. Whether I scream it, whether I use not so good language, whether I write it down, whether I text you, take the message, not necessarily the method. And so I think that's important for players to understand that the information I'm giving you is not to upset you. Take the message that I'm trying to give you, and then I think we can benefit from that. So that last bullet to me is very, very important. I think the next part of developing these relationships is us understanding as coaches that all of our players, they're different, very different, probably for a number of reasons, you know, background, their situation, their socioeconomic situation, how many parents are at home, what neighborhood they live in, do they have a girlfriend, do they not have a girlfriend, big family, small family. There are so many differences in players, and they're going to react different ways. that we have to go to the next bullet. We have to personalize how we develop our relationship. Because if we go with the cookie cutter relationship, it becomes bland, it becomes fake. And players want authentic, genuine relationships. They don't want a guy just to treat every player the same way, yet every player is different. So I think when you take the time and the energy to personalize your approach, those relationships are going to grow, and they're probably going to grow a lot faster than normal. And then I think being flexible. I think you have to be flexible with all of these things, because the world's changing day by day, sometimes hour by hour. And so I think as a coach, I don't want to say we got to get new school a little bit, but we have to be a little bit flexible in dealing with these young men and women, because they're going through a lot. And I think as a coach, we have to be able to work around some things to make it a productive environment for our players. Personalizing it, being flexible, it's going to take a lot of time, a lot of energy. But again, I really believe that last bullet, the return, will be huge. And so just taking the time to personalize it, I think you're going to have a huge investment. They know and they want. And what I mean by that is they know more than we give them credit for. They're very perceptive. They might not speak it, but they see it. And they, most of the time, they do what they see. So we have to realize that. I think all players definitely want feedback, but they want that feedback packaged in a nice gift basket for them, if so to speak. Harsh criticism, there's times for it, but I think there's different ways that you can give them feedback that they can benefit from, and then they can understand what they have to work on or what needs to be done. So I think the feedback is very critical in almost every situation, using almost every opportunity as a learning opportunity. And then they want a voice. I mean, we've seen that a ton in 2020. These guys have these platforms that they feel like they have a voice. And I think as a coach, giving them a voice can be an ally, a benefit to the relationship and a program, because I think that gives the players ownership in the relationship and the organization. And it gives them buy-in to the program that, hey, this is my program. This is our program. It's not just the coaches. It's not just the players, the principal, the athletic director. It is our program. And hey, we all want a voice. We all want to be heard. And I think when it's cohesive and everybody understands, yeah, you had a voice, your opinion was heard. However, this is what we're doing moving forward. When the communication and trust is there, I think we can voice our opinions. We might not agree. However, for the best of our relationship, the best of our team, this is how we're going to move forward. And I think when communication's clean and clear, the trust is there, everybody can have a voice, understanding that we all have one common goal, whether it's family, team, or business organization, and we never will sacrifice that goal. But I think giving them a voice is very critical.
Thank you again for listening to the Coach and Coordinator podcast. Again, the entire talk is available on CoachTube. The link is in the show notes. Stay tuned for new episodes of All In on Offense and Deep Dive on Defense, as well as new coach interviews. Follow all we're doing at coachandcoordinator.com and follow me on Twitter at Coach K. Grabowski.